And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. This week, Brett McNeil has the news from Michianapolis.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Michianapolis, Michiana, my Indiana home, here on the banks of the St. Iant River. I ran into a station honcho this summer who asked why these Michiana Chronicles essays can't sound more like Lake Wobegon. That got me thinking. I remember that old hokum. I follow the horseshoe scores in the Mishawaka Enterprise. Let's do it. Let's serve up some rhubarb pie. They ended the season and tarped the infield one last time, and across town, the tunnel of trees turned yellow along Pottawatomie Drive. Birds have returned to feeders. The football squares are full at Benny's Barber's, and they're all out of blueberries at the farmer's market. There was roughhousing and a couple punches over masks at a Central High pep rally, and authorities confirmed shootings are up, but ShotSpotter is down. Eviction court is back in session, pandemic benefits are expired, and the number for poison control is still busy. The art walk will again be postponed. That's the news for Michianapolis, where the dads aren't rich, but the moms are good-looking, and the kids are all right. I first heard NPR in Madison, Wisconsin, in 1992, and have been listening ever since. During those early years, I felt like I'd stumbled onto the kind of marketplace of ideas we heard a lot about on campus at that time, a regional and national conversation of learned and thoughtful people, many of them writers, overheard by others like me who wanted to participate directly or at least follow along closely in the same way I then read the New York Times. I loved Frank DeFord and Bob Edwards and Cokie Roberts, came around on Car Talk, and finally did find weekend comfort and silly Midwestern pride in Garrison Keillor's show and his breathy, extemporaneous monologues. That's two dot-com bubbles ago, and many light years from what the big NPR shows sound like today, uniform in their prescriptive contemporaneousness, chipper in their let's-do-the-numbers corporatism. So I get why a longtime listener might want some powder milk biscuits with his morning edition coffee. But we can't discuss Keillor without acknowledging the circumstances and timing of his fall and exile, what it was and represents. And we cannot speak more generally about public radio without recognizing that the national mood, media, politics, mores and manners, the national center, whatever that was, have rearranged. That it's a different and fractured zeitgeist now, a multiplicity of competing furious zeitgeists spread out over the land, the airwaves, in what AP Style long insisted we call the World Wide Web. Not exactly the makings of a sing-along. Lake Wobegon's appeal was its gentle traditionalism, the touchstone segment of a program named for Sears Roebuck catalogs from the early rural 20th century. Yet the show's hosts and radio players were all boomers, raised on a lot of post-war framing, including the Saturday Evening Post and its winsome Norman Rockwell covers. Keillor's little town on the prairie was more or less the sound of those paintings, a comforting fiction about the fading, bygone folkways of bedrock America. The falsity of that particular artifice is presently inescapable. And anyway, there are better options for small-town source material, one of which I recently purchased at the library book sale for a quarter. Edgar Lee Masters' Spoon River Anthology, a book published during World War I, is strikingly consonant with our own time. It's a collection of short, unsentimental testimonials from the graves of a fictional Central Illinois cemetery. The dead are left to settle scores, revisit their many trespasses and regrets, and finally, to level with themselves about who they were and were not during their one and only lives. On our way out of Michianapolis, let us detour to Shade Oak Cemetery in the grave of Darrell Lee Bradley, deceased December 2020. I lived my life in disbelief and would not be bossed. Learned only my own lessons, a limit I now lament. I waited for something to happen, and when it did not, waited for something else that did not happen. Here I will remain, beneath this small stone, near an anthill in the sun. How far did I go? Not far enough. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Brett McNeil.
Michiana Chronicles is a production of 88.1 WVPE.